The Federal Treasurer says the $4.5 billion improvement in the budget bottom line is down to his sober economic management. But the Labor Party has a different take on the final budget numbers that have just been released for this financial year. Labor says debt is still on the rise and the revised deficit numbers are just tinkering on the margins. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
Good news for budget watchers. The deficit's lower than what Treasury thought it'd be when they were putting their forecasts together for the financial year that just ended. They said then the deficit would be around $37.7 billion. Today, the actual figure's been revealed as $33.2 billion, or around $4.5 billion better. On the revenue side, things were healthier than's been recently expected, but not as good as predicted last year, as Treasurer Scott Morrison explains.
Revenue was up. $4.1 billion on the last estimate we provided for the 16-17 year in the budget, but was down around just over $1 billion from what we announced on budget night in 2016-17.
The higher tax take was mostly due to higher than expected economic growth.
So we've come in better on what nominal growth was originally forecast in the budget, and I note that when we said 4.4% in that budget, the Labor Party said it was heroic. It came in at 6%.
The Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, says it was that did the heavy lifting for the improved numbers.
The biggest improvement is from higher than anticipated revenue on the back of stronger growth and higher employment growth.
But the Coalition's economic message has been less about money coming in than the money government spends. And today's numbers are giving the Treasurer an opportunity to claim a victory of sorts.
We've been holding firm to keeping expenditure under control, and we've been doing that by having sensible and constructive forecasts and realistic estimates of where things are going. That is one of the key reasons why Australia to date has been able to maintain our credit rating, because we have been transparent about this process, we have been realistic.
He says the biggest saving was in the government's welfare bill.
The biggest contributor to what we've been able to achieve on the spending side has been a reduction on payments on social services of more than $5 billion from when we first announced that position on budget night in 2016.
Senator Cormann says that, again, much of that's been driven by the higher-than-expected nominal growth rate, which is helping on both sides of the budget ledger.
On the back of stronger-than-expected employment growth, spending on employment services is lower than expected at budget time, with demand across a range of employment services programs less than what was anticipated. And there has been a reduction in payments to the National Disability Insurance Scheme on the back of lower than estimated payments, reflecting more gradual transition of participants into the NDIS and a lower than anticipated take-up of capital expenditure.
And for that reason, Labor says the government shouldn't be crowing about today's numbers.
The expected and marginally better outcome that we're seeing in the budget for the year that ended in June is more about good luck than good policy.
That's Shadow Finance Minister Jim Chalmers. He says the figures show that the budget improvement was driven by random factors such as lower than expected claims on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme and on slower than expected spending on major infrastructure projects than projected in last year's budget.
The government's not responsible for the fact that pharmaceutical companies have paid higher than expected rebates, or that they couldn't get the money out the door for the NDIS, or they couldn't get the money out the door for infrastructure.
And he says today's update does nothing to tackle the debt and deficit problem the government came into power promising to fix.
Even after these figures have been released today, the deficit for 2016-17 is three times bigger than it was in Joe Hockey's first budget. Even with the expected improvements today in the budget outcomes, we still have debt and deficit higher than inherited by the government. We still have gross debt at $500 billion and rising, with no peak in sight.
That's Labor's finance spokesman Jim Chalmers, ending that report from Tom Eagledon in Canberra.